Talks. WGCH Newsletter time is 8:51. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night. Katie DeLuca, Director of P&Z, joins me on the line. Good morning, Katie. Welcome. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Good morning. So we started last night with a long agenda, and we had a lot of postponements, but we managed to fill the time anyway. We just started with One Binney Lane. This is an interesting one because they want to subdivide land for the purpose of creating an open space parcel. Unfortunately, we don't have something in our subdivision regulations that allows that readily. So when one applies for a subdivision, they have to conform to the subdivision regulations, meaning they need to show that the parcel is suitable for development or for sale, as the subdivision regulations read. So this application was left open. There's a previous map that would make this a re-subdivision, so the applicant's going to resubmit as a re-subdivision and sort out some of the requirements, and then we will handle that. But the commission has decided, aptly so, and as discussed in the Plan of Conservation and Development, that we will, in short order, go to the RTM, which is a requirement under the subdivision regulations, not the zoning, but under the subdivision regulations, to change some of the language to make it easier for people to spin off land for the purpose of open space. Obviously, that's a desirable thing in the community, so we don't want to make it difficult for people. So anyway, so that one was left open. Then we went to 270 Lake Avenue. This is the Carmel Academy, and it's potentially going to be purchased by Brunswick School. They're looking to do an early childhood education center and renovate some of the buildings there for staff housing. They, because of the kind of rush with this parcel becoming available, they don't have the plans ready to go as far as we would ordinarily need them to be for the housing, but they do have the traffic information and whatnot needed for the early childhood education, which is one of the biggest issues for that property. So this was left open, and they will likely convert to a preliminary so that they can get a good sense from the commission as to the reaction to this application, and feel that, you know, feel they'll have enough information to decide whether they want to purchase the property or not. Then we had 145 Mason Street. They just, it's an office building in the middle of town. They just want to make some improvements there, including the landscaping, and that was approved. We did not hear LaFrenz Road or 220 Davis Avenue or 717 Riversville Road. Those were all postponed, as was 25 Orchard Street and Eagle Hill. So that brought us to the main event, which was three zoning regulation proposals. They were all left open, as had been anticipated. The first one was for domestic animals. And the selectman's office had received a lot of complaints about roosters. The discussion there came, even though it covers more animals, the discussion there really centered around the distance requirements for chicken coops. So we're still kind of working on that. And we did hear some testimony about people that live next door to them and the issues that they cause, and the commission was sympathetic to that. Then we looked at a total rewrite of the landscaping regulations. Again, that was left open there. There's a potential requirement for a landscape architect, even for single-family lots that are developing or disturbing more than 75% of the property. So that that was left open to take another look at that. And then lastly, outdoor dining. As you know, we've had a kind of a free-for-all system the last couple of years in order to support the community during this public health crisis, and now we're going back to zoning. So we've just updated the zoning regulations there, and there were some issues with respect to private property, what could be used for outdoor dining and the like. So that one was left open. And then we had three pre-applications. One was at the Armory building. They are looking to now save the entire armory and the look from the street of the weapon shed in the back. That was well received. So they will be back for a housing project there. They want to do carports deaths at the rowing facility at 89 River Road. There was just some discussions about landscaping and lighting and whatnot, but that was given, I think, a good feedback, and they'll be back soon. And then lastly, 206 Sound Beach Avenue, it's proposed to be a new restaurant where the Bank of America building is. That would be actually parking. They're not putting a restaurant back there. It's really for uses on Sound Beach Avenue. So that was good feedback too. And that closed out the meeting. So that was a positive. And then for the next meeting, which will be on December 20th, we have an affordable housing project at 177 Hamilton Avenue. That's where the Garden Catering building is located. They want to do 10 units. Over there for and with a commercial use. We also have the Boys and Girls Club, and I think some of the postponements from this last meeting will be on this meeting too.
All right, fantastic. Good meeting and with some postponements. Katie, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks very much for the report. Have yourself a nice a Christmas holiday season. We'll talk to you before Christmas, right? So
yes, well, yep.
December 20th.
We'll talk again then.
All right, fantastic.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Katie DeLuca, Director of Planning and Zoning. And,